Hey, good morning, Kirk. Thank you so much for joining me today. Our whole family has been longtime fans of yours, and we actually are homeschoolers as well, and just really appreciate the stand that you've taken in your faith and also with partnering with Brave Books and just really being that person who is trying to stand against what society and culture is trying to shove down families' throats.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate all the work that you're doing, and God bless you and your family. This is the fight that we've been called to at this point in history. I think it was George Washington who said that, all the world is a stage, and God's placed us here at this time, and our job is to play our role well. So we are the freedom fighters, and we're those who've been called by God to protect the hearts and minds of our children. And I'm so excited to see so many parents and grandparents joining the battle.
Yeah, and last week you were really busy. You were at several libraries, I believe. Tell us a little bit about the response. Were you surprised at how many people showed up? And do you have plans to continue libraries? I feel like there's almost like a library tour across America on the horizon for you.
Well, I'm answering the call and the desperate plea from concerned moms and dads, patriots, grandparents, even public school teachers and librarians. Pastors are waking up, and this is so exciting. It's like the battle. It's like we've had to understand for ourselves where the battle line is. If it's not in politics, and many people, even within the family of faith, have a worldview that has them looking forward to heaven, but seem content to let politics and civil government go to hell. And so they don't get engaged.
Yeah, you're exactly
many
right.
People have let their children be demoralized in the public school system, which is really government indoctrination camps. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to their little ones and story hour at the library, sending men in lingerie and dresses and wigs to sexualize them seems to have sounded the alarm bell. Mm-hmm. And now they're waking up and saying, okay, this is where it stops, and we're not going to let it go any further. So I'm very excited to see this fire of faith and family and freedom igniting in libraries across America. Our first experience with that was in Indianapolis Public Library, where 2,500 people showed up.
That's
of course,
incredible.
The library wants to minimize that mm-hmm. experience and say that
just a handful,
just a handful of people showed up. But all you have to do is look at the pictures and the videos, and you can see there was the entire sixth floor of a 500,000 square foot library was overwhelmed with people. Up and down the escalator, in the elevators, in the halls, between the aisles of books. And then they were trailing through the other floors, out the door, and down the steps in the street, trying to get in. So
that's
there's
great.
An overwhelming response of people who are wanting to push back against this garbage woke agenda and reclaim the hearts and minds of their children and the values that make them flourish.
You're exactly right. And as a mother of four boys, I mean, there's nothing more important to me than making sure that I raise strong, morally sound, biblically sound young men. And I think that right now, as parents have been waking up over the last year to year and a half to the agenda of the left and how they want to destroy the nuclear family, you know, it's so encouraging when we have people coming out of, you know, of Hollywood, coming out of, fame, that will stand for the right things. And it makes us feel like we're not quite so alone here on this journey. And tell me a little bit, Kirk, by the way, your book is great. We got it in the mail a couple of days ago, and my son loved it. How involved were you in the creation of that book from Brave Books?
I've loved working with Brave Books. The creative process was wonderful, working together with their writers and their illustrators. I got to pick the topic And then they assisted me in completing the book. And what I really love about Brave Books is that they've got a whole roster of authors who are lending their platforms to championing these values of honesty and the fruit of the spirit and biblical wisdom and exposing corruption, revealing truth. I love that. So that's why I got on board with this whole Freedom Island series from Brave Books. They have a 100-year vision to raise an entire generation of children on the right kinds of stories that put forth the right kinds of values. One of their books is Elephants Are Not Birds.
I love that book.
That sounds like a silly story, but there's a very important and deep message there that should never have to be put forward, because children should know this. But we have well-funded armies of educators, some of them dressed in wigs and skirts, who are men that are trying to sexualize 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, paid for by the tax dollars of the American people.
Yeah.
And Brave Books is fighting back against it in a brilliant way, by putting the hands in the power of parents to tell the stories to their children.
I think it's really important that parents support Brave Books. And I know, as our family does, you know, my son loves getting his monthly book in the mail. And we're always so excited to see who is the next author of the book for the coming month. And not only that, but the illustrations are amazing as well. And it's just a good quality book, a great library to have in your home for your kids. But Kirk, tell us what the next steps are for you. You've already done several library visits and library readings. And now what can we expect as you continue this journey to stand for what is true and what is right?
So I've been prayerfully and purposefully planning out my steps. There's such a deep desire on coming from parents and grandparents and educators in all of these deep blue cities, that I'm going to hit the road and begin traveling to these cities and these public libraries, not just to read my book, but to join forces with moms and dads who want to be part of a movement of taking back the hearts and minds of our children. April, there's a quote that I love from George Washington, and he said, all I am, I owe to my mother.
Yes.
I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. And when you combine that with the wisdom from the Bible that says when God sends revival, he will turn the hearts of fathers back to their children and the hearts of children back to their fathers. That tells me that the most sacred duty in America and the most powerful force for good belongs to parents.
Amen.
And that's why God gave children to moms and dads, not to government incubators, but to the wombs of mothers and the homes of fathers. And whoever gets to tell the stories to the children gets to control the future.
Well, and
that's why I'm doing this.
I think it's amazing. And for anybody who has studied history, they understand that the only way for communists to truly take over a nation is to be able to indoctrinate, from cradle all the way up till graduation and beyond, really, as we're seeing now happen in our higher education.
Right.
But it didn't used to always be that way. It used to be one room schoolhouses, you know, home education, mothers teaching their children, and with a strong basis in a biblical foundation. And we saw society really thrive, and we saw fathers be fathers and truly be present in their children's life. So I think that America is waking up to the fact that we need to get back to that, and we need to get back to our foundational structures for the future of our families, so we can have strong families and then we can have strong leaders in the next generation. Kirk, thank you so much for joining us on Face the Facts today. I'm so grateful for you and all you're doing, and we look forward to watching those library road shows basically across the country. How can people sign up to have you come visit their library?
Well, you can just go to bravebooks.com. That's bravebooks.com. And you can find our schedule there. We're adding to the schedule, updating it every day as libraries open up their doors for us to come.
You can also
visit my website at kirkcameron.com, and I'll have links and information there as well.
That's great. Have you noticed, I know you received a lot of kickback to this idea a couple of weeks ago, but what has the response been from some of these libraries?
Well, there are parents who are saying, could we hold our own story hour? How do we get your book, and how do we get more books? And let's take back the culture, one story at a time. So they not only want me to come to their library, but they want to host their own story hours is what we're calling them. And I'm calling on parents and grandparents and pastors across the country to get a hold of your favorite book of virtues for your children and go to the public square, which is protected for you to be able to speak freely about, especially about the values that secure and nourish freedom in America, and talk to kids about God's design for gender, for sexuality, for family, for government, and anything else. God's ways are always full of mercy and truth and lead to blessing.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Kirk, and that's exciting. And I do encourage everybody to contact Brave Books. See where Kirk and Story Hour, Brave Story Hour, is coming to a city near you. And you can also nominate your library as well. Kirk, thanks for joining the show today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you too.